USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health officials estimate that more than 20 million Americans have now been infected with the coronavirus. The estimate is roughly 10 times as many infections as the 2.3 million cases that have been confirmed. Officials have long known that millions of people were infected without knowing it, and that many cases are being missed because of gaps in testing. 20 million infections would mean that over 6% of the nation's 331 million people have been infected. Previously, CDC officials and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that at least 25% of infected people might not even have the symptoms. The U.S. is currently testing about 500,000 patients per day. On a per capita basis, the U.S. rate falls behind several other countries, and those are according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. Many experts say the U.S. should be testing roughly 1 million to 3 million people each day to catch enough new cases to prevent flare-ups. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The U.S. Labor Department reports about 60,000 fewer Americans filed first-time claims last week, but the total remains incredibly high at about 1.48 million initial claims. And it's the 14th week in a row that claims have been more than a million. The biggest week-to-week increases in claims last week in Oklahoma, Texas, New Jersey, and New York. And the steepest declines were in Florida, Maryland, and California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three staff members at a youth facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan have been charged in the death of a black teenager who died days after being restrained for throwing a sandwich. Decision comes after the county medical examiner ruled 16-year-old Cornelius Frederick's death a homicide by result of restraint asphyxia. An investigation by Michigan's Department of Health found that staffers used a restraint that was significantly disproportionate, with one teen sitting on Frederick's chest for over 12 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Donald Trump's family is now going to court to try to block the publication of his niece's book. Ted Poutros, the lawyer for Trump's niece, Mary Trump, said President Trump and his siblings are seeking to suppress a book that will discuss matters of utmost public importance. The family's legal action was first reported by the New York Times, who said Mary Trump and her brother, Fred Trump III, were involved in a messy court fight over their grandfather's estate in 2000. Mary and Fred's father, Fred Trump Jr., had died in 1984, and they said they had been shortchanged in his will, thanks to the Trump family. The court fight included allegations that Donald Trump and his two surviving siblings cut off all family medical coverage for Mary and her brother, who was married and had a young child with a neurological disorder. The dispute was settled in a confidential agreement, which the president said includes a very powerful non-disclosure agreement. Grammy-winning country group The Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by The Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this movement." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.